Get up with Fudge and Rach. Fudge and Rach. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Let's go!
Rachel, I'm a little bit angry today.
Okay.
I'm a little bit angry because the weather fired off and I didn't get to read the weather properly. I'll just do it now.
Quickly do it.
Top of 21 and cloudy. It's going to be a good day on the mid-north coast, but it's cold at the moment and I'm irritated because I've got Channel 9 on. Yeah. We're watching the Today Show.
We are on Channel 9 like we pretty much do every morning if anyone's listening.
And today are here today on the mid-north coast.
Have you just been waiting to use that pun?
No.
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 You mean to?
No, they're here. They're on Town Green in Port Macquarie.
Why are you angry about it, mate? It's a good thing.
We're not there.
No, we're not. We're in our lovely, cozy studio.
I feel like we should be there.
Well, we can't, mate. We're on air. We've got a show to do. Bodge and Rach on Hit. That's what we're here for. In our nice, cozy, warm studio.
Do you know what?
What?
You're going to hate me for this. You're going to hate me for this.
Why?
But I think it's I'm going to go there now.
What do you mean you're going to go there now? No, you know, you're going to keep sitting there so we can do the show.
Nah, coffee's coursing through me veins. I'm going for a run.
You're not going for a run, mate. You're sitting there.
Headphones off. You're driving the ship while I'm gone.
No, mate, you know, I'm not joking with you right now. Sit down. Are you serious?
I'm sorry, Rachel. There
are you? No, no, no. Are you legitimately going down to Town Green?
She's
right
around
now?
The corner from us, and she's there now. And she goes on air in about another whatever. So I'll try and get her on.
You're
I'll
not
take
joking
a microphone.
With,
I'll sticky tape it to my phone, and we'll call it a microphone. And then she'll have a chat to us, and then I might get on today as well. Do you want to go down?
You're not joking with me right now, are you, Fudge? Are you serious? You're actually going. I thought you were joking.
No.
Are you seriously going?
I just can't find my keys.
Oh, you can't find your car keys. Well done. You're going to run down?
Rachel.
Okay. Okay. All right. Seriously. All right. See you, mate. Bye.
It'll be fine.
I'm not even joking. He's literally... Walk out the door. Go on, then. Go on.
I'll call you from there.
All right. I have no idea what is going on today. He's legitimately walked out the studio, so if you want to flick on Channel 9, I'm sure you'll see him in the next half an hour. It's Bodge and Rach on Hit.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach.
Yeah, morning. It is actually Rach in the studio by myself this morning. Bodge has gone out on a secret mission. He left the studio about half an hour ago and decided to go down to Town Green to catch up with the people from the Today Show. I've just tried to do whatever I can, bending over backwards to get him on the air. Bodjo, are you there?
No. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, mate.
All right.
What are you doing?
I've got my breath back. Would you believe I run from Short Street to Town Green? Car at the back. I didn't even think to drive that.
Mate, considering you're very unfit, I'm quite impressed with you.
What do you mean I'm unfit?
You are unfit. Don't lie.
I'm not unfit. Look, I've got Natalia here with me, right?
You're joking.
She's very kindly said she'd say hello to us.
Oh, Natalia from the Today Show. Hello.
I've got to explain to you the technology we're working with first, Rach, because
okay,
she's not going to be able to hear what you're saying. I've attached my telephone to the microphone that's not connected to anything.
You're going to have a chat to her then, mate. Just tell her I say hello.
Yeah. She says hello.
Hello. Hi. So
you're currently on air right now to tens of people on the Mid-North Coast.
Tens. Oh, gosh. I hope there's a few more than that watching. You never know. And if anyone is watching, we've got a bunch of crosses from the Town Green in Port Macquarie this morning still to come. So come on down and say hi and be in the background and, you know, wave and bring a sign. And, yeah, come on down and say hi to me. Don't leave me here all alone.
Well, the other thing, because we have it on in the background every day. We don't mind saying that because no one pays us to say anything different. But we notice they send you around to different places every day. Every day, as far as we can work out. Anyway, maybe you double up. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, we're always on the move. So tomorrow we're out of school down in Halliday's Point, and then we head up to Brisbane, and then we're back in Sydney on Friday, and next week we're in Victoria. We were in the UK recently. We've got Northern Territory coming up. It's just, something different every day, which is awesome. You know, you get to see a lot of Australia and the world and have a lot of fun, and, you know, I can't complain. It's great. I enjoy it.
Well, the other thing that we notice is that Carl and the others are all sitting in the studio and they're all nice and warm. Why don't they come and do it and you get the big seat for a change? I reckon a little swapsie's in order.
Look, when it starts to get wintry, it's just hit that time of year where it's kind of starting to get cold everywhere in the mornings. And, a warm studio. Ooh, that would be nice.
The good thing about where you are now on Town Green in Port Macquarie is if you were here at the end of the day, you'd get more or less the same. So you get the sunrise, which you can see pretty well, and you'll also get the sunset. So the colours are vastly different. The yellows, and then you get the reds, obviously. It's really, really pretty throughout the day. It really is a good spot, except for the pelicans, which I don't trust ever since I saw Jumanji. So... The pelicans are the ones you need to watch out for. Aside from that, you're already starting to rack up a bit of a crowd.
I have a bird phobia, actually. So I'm really scared of pelicans. I'm scared of pigeons, ibis. Ibis are the worst. There's something about them. They're a bit stuffed. And my predecessor, Stevie Jacobs, was actually attacked by a pelican. It bit him, on his behind a number of times. So I'm really hoping that doesn't happen to me. But I think people kind of want that stuff to happen to weather presenters. They think it's funny. And so, yeah.
I don't want to see that. I've seen too many facts. And the other thing, you can see just here, all the puddle boarders is what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's about 8, 9 of them. And that's just pretty standard for Port Macquarie coming into dawn and sunrise and things like that, because you get the best view when you're out in the water.
Oh, it looks so nice. It's just such a beautiful time of the morning. And that's one of the good things about this job, about getting up early, is you get to see the sun coming up, you get to see the world when it's so still and calm. And especially here, like watching the dolphins just paddling around, they're just having a feed and having a play. It's a beautiful spot. I haven't spent any time up here before, but it's beautiful. I really like it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I think they're getting ready to chuck you back on telly in just a sec to do your busy work. So we might leave you to it and not take up too much more of your time. But I'm going to make the run back to the studios now. We're only about a street and a half away. And we'll leave you to it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for coming down and saying hi. And thanks for having me on.
All right, Rachel.
Bodger, it's time for you to get your mug on TV, mate. We've managed to get Natalie Cooper from the Today Show on the show. Now no, your I mug can't. Needs I'm to be in the background of TV. No. Yep. That's
can
next
you not
challenge.
Say that?
Next
challenge. No, she's got busy work to do, mate. Can you make me a cup of tea? I'll be back in about
a minute. I'm going to play you some Justin Timberlake instead, okay? Run fast. We'll see you all soon. Right, well done, mate.
Bodger and Rach on the Mid-North Coast. See it.
And I tell you what, Rachel, I'm back.
You are back. You went for a little jog this morning. I'm quite impressed. You know, you decided to get your fitness up this morning. You were like, I'm going to go join those early risers, go for a jog.
Do you know, I got halfway down Horton Street and I realised to myself, mate, you got a car. Why don't you just drive? But it's just around the corner. I thought I don't need to drive. It's just there.
It's all right, mate. You were just that excited. Natalia Cooper from the Today Show is here in Port Macquarie on the Mid-North Coast. Yeah, I know. Do I know her better than you, mate? You just met her.
I'm going to add her on Facebook because we're friends now.
No, you're not.
We didn't have much technology, so what I did was I took a device which I've made. I've attached a Hit FM microphone. Which is not connected to anything, but I wanted to make her feel like it was legit.
When we
did chat, I've attached my mobile phone.
You taped your phone to a microphone.
So I merged the two words together to get microphone.
Oh, you're so
smart. So it's very innovative.
It's so very well done.
And she was lovely, by the way. She was absolutely lovely. Her producers were really nice. Sometimes, you know, when they say don't meet your heroes and stuff. Well, she's not my hero, but, you know, I thought...
She could be listening to you right now. Don't say she's not my... She's my hero. Natalia, you're my hero.
I'm telling you right now. She was amazing. She was very cordial to the people there.
Yeah.
And she had a bit of a crowd. And she smelt like cinnamon buns, which was fantastic.
Oh, beautiful.
The awkward thing, though, is I had a photo with her and she was lovely and it looks great. And we'll pop it up on Facebook. But then someone else said, can I have a photo? I was like, yeah, I'll take it for you. He's like, no, with you. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, cheers. So, big shout out to Kenny.
Your head's here.
Yeah.
It's just grown.
I had to actually...
Thanks, Kenny. I really needed him to come back.
The hat that I'm wearing...
He hardly fits through the door now, Kenny. That's how big his head is.
Yeah, the hat that I'm wearing, I've had to unbuckle it a bit. And clip it into the next hole over. Yeah, but I got a call from Mike.
Our boss,
Crowey. Okay, straight afterwards. Now, I don't know what's playing after this. So I was like, mate, don't yell at me. I made the decision
last minute
to go to Town Green for content. You can't be angry when he goes, no, I just want to let you know Justin Timberlake's on. Now, he loves ripping on me for Justin Timberlake. He knew it was a big thing that we had a chat with her.
He's been doing it all this year, and he told me the other day, Bodge, he said that he listens to the first hour of our show with his thumb over the speed dial just in case Justin Timberlake comes on so he can
man.
Call you and tell you.
He is a terrible, terrible man. We love him.
It's because you kept saying at the beginning of this year, for anyone that didn't hear it, you kept saying that you were going to buy it on vinyl.
Well, I was.
Have you bought it on vinyl?
No, it's expensive.
Then stop saying it. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Long weekend just gone. We had a little bit of a break. Loving it.
Do you know, it's always harder coming back. The Tuesday after a long weekend is worse than a normal Monday.
Can I say, it is. And can I say, this morning was very cold and I woke up an hour before my alarm. I couldn't get back to sleep. And then I couldn't get out of bed. It was just a terrible morning waking up after the long weekend. But I did have a good long weekend. I went to the circus on Friday night with my best friend Lara and her partner. They've been together for 10 years. So we went with all of his name's Jordan. We went with all of Jordan's family to the circus, basically. I'm basically the third wheel in their relationship.
Basically, yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Are you laughing? Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah. I said basically a lot. We went to the circus and, you know, you just know that there's going to be a clown.
So I don't go to circuses.
And you just know.
Clowns do me
You just know that they're going to get somebody up from the crowd.
And do them a mischief.
We were sitting in the third row back from the actual little arena thing.
You're normally pretty safe in third row. They normally go for first row.
I made sure that I was not sitting on the end. Poor Jordan's 12-year-old sister had to sit next to me because I was like, I am not getting picked today. Not getting picked. Anyway, half time comes. He still hasn't picked anyone out of the crowd. We're like, okay, it's definitely happening next half. Jordan goes and sits next to his mum to draw attention to her so that the clown will come and pick her out of the crowd. Oh, but this clown's very smart.
Okay, so he's backfired, obviously.
It's backfired. Jordan's the one that ends up getting picked.
Right.
Goes up in front of all of these people in the circus.
Okay.
In the middle of the arena.
Yes.
And the clown starts doing a random karate kind of thing.
Okay.
So he's getting Jordan to copy absolutely everything that he's doing. He's putting his hands by his side. He's doing like,
it's a kata. Kata, I believe it's called.
Is that what it is?
You know, where they do that sort of weird karate
the stance.
Dance.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
He's doing like, getting Jordan to do like these weird kicks. Jordan's in skinny jeans. It's not working very well. Mm. In the end, he pulls out a roll of toilet paper. And he puts it in either one of Jordan's hands and, like, cuts it through the middle. He's using the toilet paper. And then he pretends to pick it up as, like, a towel and wipe Jordan's face down, joking around with all the sweat.
Yeah.
He wipes it in between Jordan's legs, joking around.
How old's Jordan again?
25.
Okay, that's
okay. So it's fine.
Okay, yeah, that's what I mean. It's not, but it is.
He's like wiping it in between Jordan's legs, getting really nice and close and personal. Jordan's taking it like an absolute champ, to his credit.
Yeah.
I lean over to Lara, his girlfriend, my best mate, and I was like, oi, what do you reckon the clown would do if he found out Jordan was a police officer? Literally. Like, this
is he actually a police
officer? He's a copper. Jordan is a copper.
Oh, that's all
and
right.
And he's a 6 foot something guy, and this clown is just going to town on him. I was like,
I feel like it wouldn't faze him because he's used to frisk downs and things like that. Is that the thing?
Maybe yeah. That's what it is. But all I could think in the back of my head was, he's so lucky. He is so lucky that this clown has no idea, because I reckon he'd be apologizing till the cows come home if he found out that Jordan was a copper. Here we go. Get up out of bed, get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Last night,
you said something dodgy. You're like,
I've had problems this morning, Rachel.
Okay, tell me.
You know I don't normally complain. I love my food. I don't complain. I never complain.
I don't normally complain, says the man that spends half the show on the couch over there complaining of belly pain.
I don't have belly pain, okay?
Every morning.
It's not a thing. Not every morning. Well, it happened one time.
No, it didn't. Right. More than once. Okay, what's up this morning?
Like, I had a
Dr. Rach is in the house, right?
I had a family dinner last night.
Yep.
Which I enjoyed.
You did.
Okay. The food was beautiful.
Yep.
I didn't cook any of it, which is why it was beautiful.
But it's always better when someone else cooks.
That's right. And there was part of it which the cabbage was beautiful. I love it.
So what was
Joshua
the full
made
dish?
Good
was it just
cabbage.
Cabbage or what was it, the
no,
dish?
There was lots of different vegetables and chicken and stuff like that. And right. I'm hoping that one of my lovely housemates is listening to this because I just want him to know that the food was delicious.
Yep.
But I was up most of the night after the cabbage with what I would assume is normal behaviour after cabbage. But I had nightmares all night. I had like three different nightmares because I woke up several different times.
Yeah.
Different nightmares each time. And then I was like, I reckon I was hallucinating about 4 o'clock in the morning when I was about to wake up. Because I could have sworn I was seeing things and I was just going nuts. I'm not mucking. This is not. I'm not joking.
You went up and you got up and you went to the bathroom a fair few times during the night. Is that what you're saying?
Oh no. I just Dutched the place out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't mind saying that.
Okay.
We all know what cabbage is about.
When was the last time you ate cabbage?
Probably would have been about 12.
Okay, so it's been a fair while.
It's been a long time, and to be honest with you, Josh is a fantastic cook. And he had words with me last night. He said, "Bodge, when you were talking about how your housemates cook occasionally, you didn't even mention me. I cook for you all the time."
Josh.
He does cook. And he's, do you remember when I was late? I was late to our broadcast at Slice of Haven.
Yeah, you were.
And it was because he gave me breakfast that morning.
Oh, he could have bought me something.
He cooked
good
me.
Good one, Josh.
So this is the beauty of having housemates with dedicated boyfriends, okay? Mm-hmm. They make the whole house happy. He made halloumi. He had salmon. He had, it was like zucchini and corn fritters. It was great. So he's always welcome in one. But the cabbage last night, as good as it was, gave me a bit of a mental.
I have consulted my medical books. And all my years of medical training, and I've come to a conclusion.
Yes.
It has been that long since you have eaten cabbage.
Yeah.
That your digestive system was not sure what to do with it.
Mm.
It came out in the form of gas.
Yeah.
There was a bit too much of said gas.
Yeah, it's gone up to my brain.
You gassed yourself, mate.
Well, this is probably what I thought. Do you know what I reckon I could have done?
And that's made you hallucinate.
Do you know what I reckon I could have done to remedy the situation?
What?
Prevent it even.
What? Open a window?
Shouldn't have gone back for fourth. Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up
with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM. Something went viral over the weekend, and I'm not talking about another naked butt photo of Kim Kardashian.
That was quite funny.
Thanks.
Very quick.
I'm talking. We're talking about something much more beautiful than that. It was a video that was taken on Portjet Cruise Adventures, one of their boats, and
it was a young white whale by the look of it.
A humpback whale.
I don't know the brand.
It was a humpback whale. It was the underside of a humpback whale, and it breached only meters from one of the Portjet Cruise Adventures boats. Someone caught it on video, and it has gone absolutely viral. We've got Anthony, who was the skipper of the boat on the day. Morning.
Good morning.
Anthony, can you talk us through what actually happened?
Yeah, well, we were just out on a whale tour and we were tracking some whales. There was about probably five of them and then they went under and we were just waiting for them to pop back up and then all of a sudden one just breached right in front of us and wet everyone on the boat. It was just unbelievable.
The whole boat became the splash zone, pretty much.
It was the splash zone, yeah. It even went over on the roof and everything. And the look on the people's faces at the front was just priceless. They just didn't know what to do. And then they just all started laughing. It was amazing.
He was just having a play. Yeah. Are they called calves?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's a young calf. Yeah. He's just having a bit of fun. I actually saw you on Tower Green in Port Macquarie. I was going to have a chat to you, but you disappeared. Natala and you were going to do a spot on telly, so I didn't see that till I got back. How'd it go? Did it go all right? Were you nervous?
Yeah, of course I was nervous. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't know if you smelt this, but when I got close to her,
Anthony.
She smelt like cinnamon buns.
Did you think the same thing?
No, probably not.
Oh, there you go.
Just Bodge is the creeper. It's all right, Anthony.
That's all right. I can understand where it's coming from.
Has anything like this ever happened to you before when taking the boats out with the whales? Have they ever gotten this close?
Oh, yeah, we've had them under the boat, around the boat. One little calf one year came and rested itself on the boat and just looked at us. And you know, it doesn't happen all the time, especially that. That's the closest breach we've ever had, and it's probably the closest one we ever want to have.
Yeah. Do you don't really want it any closer than that.
I don't want them in the boat, no.
Do you have cameras sort of, like, fixed to your vessels so that you can capture this sort of stuff, or is it luck of the draw?
It's luck of the draw, but I'm certainly thinking about putting some cameras
Why
on there.
Not? Yeah,
not a bad idea.
I tell you what, it can't hurt the business getting that sort of traction. That's insane.
No. Yeah.
And it has gone viral, Anthony. Like, I've got friends that are down in Sydney that were talking about it over the weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
Crazy how far wide this video has gone. Do you want to give yourself a little bit of a plug? What time do you go out on the boats today and during whale watching season?
Well, we go out, generally we start at either 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning. We go out for an hour and a half, and then it's just every hour and a half until we run out of people or the weather pulls us up. So, but a big shout out, a big thank you to Tash Morton, for the lady that got the video footage. She was sitting right behind me at the time, and it happened, and she was just lucky enough to get it. And a big thank you to her for videoing that.
Yeah, beautiful. Legend. Thanks, nice Tash. Thanks for sharing it with everyone as well.
Do you reckon, before we let you go, do you reckon we'll see anything of Migaloo this year?
Well, we were the first ones to catch up with Migaloo last year, so I'm hoping that we catch up with him again.
I'm going to be on the hunt. I'm coming out. I'm going to come out. I want to see Migaloo because I've never seen him before.
Cheeky Mig.
Big Mig. He's awesome, mate. He is so white, and he's pretty big too. He's about 14-odd metres, so... he's much bigger than the boat.
Ridiculous. That. Anthony from Port Jet Cruise Adventures, thank you so much for jumping on and having a chat with us.
No worries. Thank you very much.
You're getting up with Bodge and Rach. On Hit.
Yeah. Hit FM's 5 in 10. Thanks to Harcourt's Real Estate, Greater Port Macquarie. Two great locations, Horton Street, Port Macquarie and High Street, Warhope.
Right.
Old school.
Don't know what's going on there.
No.
You know, sometimes I mess up the buttons.
Yeah, it's a new player.
That's pretty much what's going on. Yeah, we'll blame the computer. Yeah.
I was going to. You took blame for it, which I'm quite impressed by. It's time for the 5 in 10, which means it's time to have a chat to Sean from Nabiac, who called 13-12-16. Morning, Shorty.
How you going?
What's going on, brother?
Mate.
Cold.
Yeah, it's very cold, isn't it?
Can we have a weather report with Sean every morning? Sean, what's it like? Oh, it's a bit cold.
I like it. I like it.
Sean, are you ready to win $230 this morning?
I am, yes.
Let's give it a crack. Here we go. Inside the 10 seconds, I need to name me 5 answers before the 10-second timer buzzes out. You win the cash. I need you to name me 5 Today Show weather reporters. Go.
I have no idea. I'm just going to stop the clock.
Think of anyone? Anyone? Names? Any names?
Carl.
Nah. Carl has not been a weather reporter, unfortunately.
He was in Port Macquarie.
The lovely...
No, Natalia was this morning.
Yeah, the lovely Natalia Cooper is in Port Macquarie this morning. You could have named her. You could have also named Stevie Jacobs.
Yeah. He got done by the Pelican.
He did. Amelia Adams, Emma Friedman, even Sylvia Jeffries has been a fill-in before.
Yeah.
Julie Snook, Sammy Lucas, all of them.
Going back in time, isn't it? Well, I'm sorry about that. It was a tough one. Rach is getting tougher on these.
Mate, I decided to be topical. Natalia's here, so I thought let's give her a
and
crack.
And she's still
at the
there. Go and say hello to her.
Yes. Yeah. So have a good morning, Shawnee. Thanks so much for playing.
See you out.
Bye.
You make him so hard, right?
I don't mean to. I didn't think it was that hard. You could.
That's all right.
Named
it's
anyone.
Okay. You know what? Fair play. He did say, he's like, I don't know what the answer is.
At least he admitted straight away. He was like,
He said, stop the clock. I'm okay with that. He's honest. He knows what's happening.
$240 tomorrow. That's the good thing.
Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Get up with Bodge and Rach on 102.3 and 105.1 Hit FM.